Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is September 14th, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, the refugee tidal wave continues as the global elite use the crisis to destroy Europe. Meanwhile, ISIS extremists say they are ready to flood the borders with 500,000 terrorists disguised as migrants. Then, a former CIA insider claims that U.S. intelligence is altering their reports on ISIS.
So this is a very, very serious charge. I think it needs to be fully investigated.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. So join us this September 16th and 17th. We're charging up, getting ready, and going in.
Something we've been documenting for a while, at least here domestically, is the influx of immigrants coming into the United States of America. Now, I understand there are many people, and I talked about this last week as well, that are trying to flee situations such as the Contra Wars or the ill effects of those things in Central and South America. You also have people migrating from Syria because of the war between Assad and the Al-Qaeda rebels. I completely understand that. But it's getting to a point where countries around the world are realizing, well, as bad as your situation is, if we bring so many people into our country, that won't be the most economically feasible thing. And last year, I had a chance to speak to a gentleman, and he was saying to me about the people coming in from Central and South America, is that we spend all this money on wars, and we spend money on this, and we do that. And I agreed with the guy on that part. I said, we have money for war, but we can't feed the poor. But the issue is that's big government spending. When when immigrants are going to places like McAllen, Texas, or Murrieta, California, the taxpayers are having to foot that bill in those particular areas. And I gave the example last week that in the town of McAllen, they had the emergency services pretty much drained, pretty much tapped dry by trying to house all the people coming in there. Now, once again, if private individuals or churches or anybody else decide amongst themselves to feed and house these people, that's their business. I don't have any issue with that. But the problem comes when you start taking funds away from the citizens in those communities. Now, if they had a town hall meeting, they said, hey, bring them here, we'll take care of them, that's awesome. But it's just, end of the day, it's not the most economically feasible thing to bring so many people into your country. Now, with that said, we now see that Austria is reinstating border controls as refugees come into the country. It says the move follows the closing of the border over the weekend by Germany. Germany says the situation is the worst refugee crisis since the end of the Second World War. It is now reappraising its open arms policy towards immigrants. Austria plans to deploy the army to stem the influx of refugees from Syria and the greater Middle East and Africa. Now, as I'm saying, it's not the most economically feasible thing that you can do. You know, as good as your heart may be, your wallet may not be as open as your heart is. And once again, I'm not debating anybody. Yeah, we spend money on wars and all types of other things and NSA and stuff that is completely neutered and doesn't really solve any of the problems that we have. And I wouldn't mind having those things cut down as far as the budgets were concerned. But until that happens, you know, we can't just bring people in, just open door policy. And more to this, you have situations of people who aren't exactly the best characters coming into your country. Now, does that to say that everybody who comes from a foreign country is bad? Not at all. Is that to say that everybody from a foreign country is coming to start some kind of problem? Not at all. But we had a chance to speak to the Border Patrol last year, and they said some people come in, you know, they're gang affiliated, and they say, how do you know they're gang affiliated? Well, they have MS-13 tattoos, and then we let them go, then they go and commit a crime. Or they say some people, they come in and they're sick. And I say, well, how do you know they're sick? Because they have tuberculosis, they have scabies, they have this or that. And the Border Patrol is not trained, nor do they have the facilities or the financing to treat people medically. So they say they basically have people in pretty much, you know, a big warehouse. They're sneezing and coughing on each other, so one person makes 20 people sick. And then your problem grows from there. Once again, that's not all people, but some people are sick or they may have some type of ill intent when they come here. With that said, Homeland Security Chairman, he says, we do not have the systems in place to properly vet refugees. And the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee has urged that the facilities are not in place to properly vet refugees coming in to the U.S. from Syria and Iraq, and that it is reckless and dangerous policy to accept at least 10,000 of them as proposed by the Obama administration. Now, once again, if, you know, Barack Obama wants to move as many people as possible into the White House, more power to him. But as I keep pointing out, the issue is they're putting them into these small communities and making them foot the bills. And all these politicians, I know you see them on TV. Oh, if I could take all these people home with me, I would. They don't take one home with them. And once again, you can welcome to do that if you want to, but you can't put this burden on people who didn't ask for it and then say they're not humanitarian when you're not willing to do the same thing you're asking them to do. And I'll give the example of people. Every day you get on the bus, you get in your car, you go someplace, you go to work, you go to school, whatever. You probably pass a homeless person. And with this in mind, you always stop your car. Do you get off the bus and hand this homeless person a dollar? No, you don't. And you, it's your discretion. You may have a very good reason for not doing so. But at the same time, if people in a certain community say, hey, I've got three kids and a house payment and whatever else, and I'm working two jobs at the Quick Trip or at the, you know, mini mart around the corner, I just can't be economically feasibly care for any more expenditures on my budget. That's their business. If they can't afford it, they can't afford it. And I don't think that we should come down hard on the people in certain select communities who choose not to fund these things out of their own pocketbook. Now, let's switch gears now and talk about things that are going on here domestically as far as policing is concerned. You know, every day it seems like we have another situation of police brutality. But that's not to say that all police are bad, and we're going to cover that here in just one second. Now we have a situation where a man encountered officers. He was beaten rather severely. And he said, I thought the police were supposed to be the good guys.
I just started screaming for someone to help me, and he began hitting me even harder and faster. He was to shine his light in my car window repeatedly. And after a while, I decided, you know, maybe I should get out of the vehicle and ask the officer what the problem is. By the time he threw me on the ground and hit me a couple times with his elbow, at that point, I was like, this isn't a police officer. This is just some guy here to kill me.
But as I alluded to earlier, not all officers are out there in the streets looking to do people harm. Sometimes the harm comes to the officers. And now we have the article by Paul Joseph Watson. It says, cop killer was a Black Lives Matter supporter. And it says, Joseph Shanks gunned down a Kentucky State Trooper Joseph Ponder after a high-speed chase last night. And as I talked to Leanne McAdoo about a couple weeks back, talking about Black Lives Matter, even though this person may be affiliated with Black Lives Matter, that's not indicative of all the people in that movement. And I gave the example. We go out to various places around the country over the past year, myself, Joe Biggs, and some of the other crew as well. And they would show these guys, you know, Black Lives Matter t-shirts or with the Black Lives Matter posters, banners, you know, doing criminal activity or harassing people or doing all these mischievous things or sometimes downright criminal things. But, you know, while they're looking the camera over here, if they would just turn the camera around, there'd be 3,000 people marching down the street peacefully with, you know, minor traffic concerns. And they don't want to talk about that. You know, it'd be, you know, a brief news story. And as soon as the march was over, you never saw it again. But you always see the picture of the guy with his pants down running through the liquor store or wherever the place was. Those type of things keep getting repeated over and over again. But the thousands of other peaceful people who didn't hurt anybody, maybe, you know, blocked the street off briefly. And when we went to Ferguson, I'll say this to anybody who wasn't there, because I understand when you're looking through the narrow focus of a camera, you may not understand everything that's going on. The cops had those streets blocked off in Ferguson, or at least back in August. So when you see, although the cops, or the protesters were shutting down that street on West Florissant that night, we shot the tear gas. The cops had the street blocked off, not the protesters. So that's just a little food for thought, and not to demonize the whole movement by this one individual. And I hope the information comes out and the appropriate measures are taken. Now, that was what you would call a coward with a gun. Now, here's somebody who has a very positive look on the Second Amendment. Usually, when you see beauty pageants, sometimes they're more likely known for silly or not very well thought out answers. You can go watch those beauty pageant clips on TV, and the girls like the Iraq and some of the world peace and all these other things and all this crazy stuff. But anyway, somebody came out and had a very eloquent answer. And lo and behold, this is a black lady from South Carolina, a black contestant, and she realizes that she doesn't want to ban firearms because somebody may come into her church and kill her. She doesn't want that in her life. So now this is her response when somebody asked her what she thought about firearms in our country.
Do you support a ban on military-style assault weapons?
I don't, but I think it's because we need to increase education. We have to go back there. If we teach people the proper way to use guns, then we will reduce the risk of having gun-related gun-related accidents. It starts with education.
Now, some people are speculating that that type of answer costs her the crown. I don't watch beauty pageants, so I can't really speculate as towards that. But, you know, these are the type of things, the things I think probably should be referenced when we actually have these things to show that these aren't just, you know, pretty girls up there, but they have brains. You know, sometimes it's difficult for them to speak on the spot. They get asked some very difficult questions and give sometimes very amusing answers. But these are the type of things that we should showcase so more people can be aware of the things that are going on in our country. Just like the beauty pageant, somebody asked her what her thoughts were on gay marriage. And she said, I believe that, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman. And some people just couldn't handle that. Because we live in a country, as much as people say that they're liberal and progressive and accepting of other people's thoughts and viewpoints, they say that until they actually meet somebody who has a different thought or viewpoint. And then they're a hate monger, or they're a bigot, or they're this, or they're that. Because, you know, you can walk down the street and you can have a gay pride parade, for example. You can have thousands of people walking down the street, you know, with their rainbow flags or whatever else, and they have free speech in the United States of America. But if some little old lady wants to stand on the sidewalk with a sign that says, I love Jesus, they want to come after her and attack her. And we've actually seen those things where preachers have gone to various events. And I'm not bashing gay people. I'm just using this as an example. But they go to an event and they get attacked by the people there because they're standing there with a sign. You know, and that's the hypocrisy that some people have when they talk about free speech in our country. And it's not just on that. It's going all the way down the list, whether it's the NSA and the spying and all those type of things, those measures, where you have a congressman or senators. You know, it's fine when everybody else is getting spied on. I'll use Dianne Feinstein as an example. Dianne Feinstein thought it was peachy keen when you and I were getting spied on, but when she found out they were spying on her, then she had a problem. Then people started flying drones up to her windows and all that, and she was like, oh man, we got to shut this stuff down. But when it was happening to you and me and they thought they were immune, they had no issue with it. But it's like that all across the board. I would imagine so on anything. You know, it's fine as long as it's not happening to you. Just like we see instances of, matter of fact, we went out to some of these things, these riots or the aftermath over the past year, and sometimes I see the police doing some very harsh measures against peaceful people. Now, once again, yeah, there was looting and burning cars and burning buildings and all that stuff, and I'm not, you know, trying to sweep that under the rug. That stuff definitely happened. But when you come out there and you are aggressive towards a peaceful group of people, I asked some of the officers point blank, I said, what would you do if maybe one of your kids is out here in this crowd? And do you think like this will never happen, that one of your children may want to come out and protest some peaceful event like this, and then you guys shoot rubber bullets and tear gas at them, and, you know, they didn't really have anything to say about that. But not to belabor the point, let's completely switch gears now and talk about how people are dressing around the United States of America. Because we've seen in other countries, they're telling some of the young ladies not to wear mini skirts or, you know, what I refer to as booty shorts. I'm sure there's an actual term for them. But, you know, the very tight, revealing clothing. And I will say sometimes I wish people wouldn't wear those, not because it makes me want to do anything. I'm just like, oh, man, I really wish you would cover that up. But now in Alabama, they're trying to pass an ordinance that says that you cannot wear a mini skirt in public. And they were talking about how they already had a measure in place where they were trying to ban guys from sagging their pants, which I think also can be pretty goofy. And let me talk about sagging pants here for 1 second before we go any further in this. When I see a grown man, a 40-year-old man with, you know, two or three kids walking down the street and he has his pants hanging down below his butt meat, I'm just like, bro, what are you doing? You look like a moron. You know, and it's not saying you got to wear the skinny jeans. I'm not about that skinny jeans lifestyle either, but man, You know, you're walking around, you got to hold up your pants just to walk down the freaking street. It looks ridiculous. But back to the point, they're saying that they don't want to come down only on the men in Alabama. They said, we're going to make a gender balanced decision, and they're considering banning the short skirts that are too short. And I'm reminded of a piece I saw, I guess it was last year, maybe earlier this year, and it was a bunch of little girls using some profane language talking about being raped, or, you know, guys wanting to rape them. And while, you know, it was a little coarse for my taste to see, you know, little schoolgirls behave in such a way, they did make a point that they're telling young girls not to wear, you know, the booty shorts and the mini skirts, but they need to be teaching young boys not to rape. And I would agree with on that, because you can't tell the ladies, no, hey, don't wear this, don't wear that, and then, you know, not say anything to the guys when they don't accept no as the answer. No means no. If it means you ain't having it, you got to let it go and move on to something else. But we'll see how this continues to develop. And like I said, I always bring up, you know, the banning the American flag T-shirts out in California. It's like everything they want to do except address the root problems. Like in Oklahoma at one point, they're trying to ban hoodies. Now, the original law in Oklahoma was to ban Klan activities, and I can understand that. But now it's getting to the point where they don't want you to walk down the street in a hoodie, even if it's cold outside, which is completely ridiculous to me. And now we're going to play this video. I'm going to talk about it, about guys taking advantage of these short skirts. Not saying that you shouldn't wear them, ladies, but I just want you to be aware that people like this are out there. Now, this is a situation that was caught on film in Ontario. And as you can see, the man there gets pretty bold with his upskirt video and films the ladies and walks away and acts as if nothing happened. And it's my understanding this guy's actually still on the loose. He's a white male, aged between 25 and 35 years old, about 150 pounds, red hair, and wearing blue jeans, as you can obviously see. So just be aware that these type of people out there, I'm not saying you should change your way of life to accommodate perverts like that, but definitely be aware that they are out there. And I guess you can call them some perverts. Some of the people in our national security apparatus, who I think it was an episode of The Daily Show, they made fun of this, talking about Snowden and how Snowden couldn't get people to care about being spied on. He said, well, if they can see your naked selfies, and people, oh, man, the NSA can see my naked selfies. Yes, they can see your naked selfies. And we have AT&T, Verizon, Sprint help the NSA in their mass data collection, and you can go read that report by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. So anyway, but loose, they're spying on you every way that they can. Now, stay tuned. We'll have more special reports coming up after this break. And don't forget our money bomb coming up this week, the 16th and the 17th. We'll have more details coming up.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Vote for Jeb, or you're just f***ing stupid.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com. Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I asked Tom from Maryland, who's a retired police officer. He said he retired in 2003. I asked him to hang on over the break because he wanted to talk about not only the Bill of Rights, the Law Enforcement Bill of Rights, but also about his personal experiences in terms of black box recorders that were surreptitiously placed around. What he told us was that he was alerted by some people who worked on the railroad that said, hey, we found these black boxes. We think there might be some illegal wiretapping going on here. As he started to investigate it, he found out that this is something that was being done internally. He was made an example of. His department was made an example of. Of course, we have seen this subsequently. Probably, I'm sure the devices have changed since 2003. Now, in the last couple of years, we've seen several cases involving Stingray devices made by Harris Semiconductor. We have the FBI that are pushing these to the local law enforcement. There was a very famous case within the last year. I can't remember the exact date of when this happened, but they had a guy who had been arrested. I think it was for burglary or something like that. He was going around burglarizing houses, and the judge asked how they got the information, and they said, "Well, we can't tell you." He says, "What do you mean you can't tell me?" And said, well, we have a non-disclosure agreement that we've signed, that they'd signed with Harris Semiconductor. And he goes, you don't have a non-disclosure agreement with me. You're going to have to tell me what this is. So rather than having a fight with a judge, getting in contempt of court, they simply let the criminal go. That's called parallel construction. They use these listening devices for the NSA or typically for the DEA or whatever. They get this information. They don't have a legal search warrant. And then they are given the information nevertheless, and then because they have the information, they know somebody that's doing something, then they go in with parallel construction and start to do it legally because they've been tipped off about something that's going on. I want to get back to Tom in Maryland. Before I do, made me think about this. At the InfoWarsStore.com, we sell something called the Detractor cell phone pouch. It's a way to protect your cell phone from tracking, eavesdropping, identity theft, because it's not just the police. You may not be doing anything illegal, fine. But do you want people to be able to hack into your phone to get information to your contact list, your phone number? There's no telling what people can do with the information they can find in your phone. They may use it to rob you, okay? So you want to make sure that thieves can't get into your phone as well. So you can get the Detractor cell phone pouch. You can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. It works by shielding your cell phone, your card, or your passport from all radio frequency signals. You can protect your phone from tracking, bugging, from data mining by thieves. You can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to go back to Tom in Maryland. Tom, you said you wanted to talk about the Bill of Rights issue as well. Go ahead.
I did. But you bring up a good point. Folks, you may not think you're doing anything wrong, but the latest stats show that with all the laws that have been passed, the old saying that ignorance of the law is no excuse really is ridiculous. It really doesn't apply. And to tell any court that you had no intent and you were not aware of certain laws, I'm not talking about obvious felonies, but some of these more ridiculous smaller laws that a lot of people don't know about, even people in law enforcement.
You know, Tom, some of the things that are now felonies are ridiculous. There was a case not long ago of a man who was on a beach. He released four Mylar balloons filled with helium. They were heart-shaped for his sweetheart. And he got busted for four counts of a felony because they had made it a felony to release balloons on this particular seashore because it was protected wildlife area that he didn't know about. So there's a case where he's not only ignorant, but it is an incredibly, he's now charged with four count, felony counts. So there's those kinds of entrapments that are always out there.
We talk about the reasonable man standards and court judges talk about it. It's applied all the time, and that's what I'm talking about. And you brought to mind when you said, folks, you may not think you're doing anything wrong, but the latest stats actually show that every American every day is breaking between three and six laws. Mm-hmm. That sounds crazy, but look it up. Google it. It's actually true. And by the way, before I forget, I'll make it quick. You talked about all of this land that the government is looking into, the senators, they're taking note of what they have, and you were wondering, I think it was yesterday, exactly what was going on, but they're just taking inventory of what they want to control. Well, I got hold of a lien that was filed by China, and it was filed, interestingly enough, here at the comptroller's office in Maryland. It was also filed in D.C., and it's for all real property in the United States, and worded very oddly, a lien against all men and women with arms and legs, and it stated a dollar amount of $4 trillion. Now I'm looking in to see whether or not this actually is on record with these offices. If you'd like a copy of it, I can talk to your screener.
Give that to the screener. I'd like to say, is that something you found on the internet and you're trying to verify whether that's true or not?
Yeah, someone sent it to me. And it's a good source. So, I think it may actually be something that we might want to be concerned about. As for the Bill of Rights, I just wanted to let you know, it cuts both ways. I've been down that path before after what I told you about. Like I said, their job was to make my life miserable and to make me an example. And I wasn't the only one. Other honest police, and there's a lot of them out there, go down this route as well. Mm-hmm. Now, with the Police Officers' Bill of Rights, it in Maryland, at least, was designed so that police officers, good police, weren't taken advantage of. And to give you the example, like I said, with military and paramilitary organizations, you can be brought up on departmental charges. And you go to, for instance, in Maryland, you go to what's called a police trial board. Well, it's like a court. You go there, you need an attorney if you want to have success, and you need a good attorney. It costs money. And there are real penalties if you're convicted at these trial boards, just like in a military tribunal. So, and by the way, double jeopardy does not attach. So you can be tried, convicted, punished severely at the police tribunal. And then you can be charged in state court. And if they want, they can charge you in federal court. I've known where this has actually happened. So you can go through the ringer three times. Yeah. So it does cut both ways. So it protects police when they're wrongfully charged. And it does happen. They go after, like I said, they go after police who are trying to do the right thing. Now, I know it can also work for the ones that are not doing the right thing. Sure. And by the way, also in Maryland, police, just for an example, and I don't have a problem with this, an average citizen, their peace can be disturbed. A police officer's peace cannot be disturbed. So that's something that we don't have we're not afforded the privilege of being able to have a peace disturbed. We have to be above that. So, again, this is just some of the ways that it does cut both ways.
Well, here's what I would like to see. Well, here's what I would like to see, Tom. I would like to see, instead of the police losing rights way back when, and then having them restored in a different and unique way, and then having the rest of us lose our rights and not having them restored. How about if everybody has the rights that we possess as individuals under the Bill of Rights, and you don't lose those rights if you become an employee of the government? I mean, that's, we see that over and over again. Many people are talking about these clerks who refuse to enforce laws that they feel violate their First Amendment rights. I don't think government employees should lose their human rights that are enumerated in the Constitution because they become a government employee. I would like to see the same, if we had the same right, the same legal structure for everybody, whether they were government employee or non-government employee, I think the government employees would watch out for our rights as well, because our rights are their rights. But when we have two separate standards, then that opens the door for, you know, a preferential treatment for one group versus the other.
You want me to have to investigate a bad cop like I would a citizen? You want me to grab him right away? He shouldn't have the same rights as a citizen. He should be, we should be able to take him off the street immediately and do to him what we can't do to a regular citizen, because he has the power to endanger people more so oftentimes with what he's been given, his authority, than an average citizen does. So the
trial court
serves a purpose. So like I said, it's something to be debated. Like I said, there's arguments on both sides. So I see your point as well.
Yes, I agree. And certainly I would like to see that happen. I just feel like this separate process where they can wait 10 days before talking to investigators. And so it actually works the other way. It actually keeps them in process. It delays things rather than accelerates them. Thank you so much, Tom.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system, or call 1-888-253-3139.
A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermail Vitality. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process.
Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
Still damaging your brain.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
According to Reuters, Russia has demanded Washington restart military-to-military cooperation to avert unintended incidents near Syria at a time when U.S. officials say Moscow is building up forces to protect President Bashar al-Assad's government. Of course, Assad is backed by Russia and openly blamed by the United States for attacks on his own people, attacks that just don't add up.
This is a big issue that we're facing here, and Americans have seen the lies of WMDs in Iraq. They've seen the lies that brought us to Vietnam with the Gulf of Tonkin. We've seen so many of these staged events, so many of these false flags. Now, I want to be clear as well. I believe that there was some type of chemical attack. The numbers aren't clear. The media has tried to claim already. Alex Jones says nothing happened. No, something happened in the middle of a battle zone in the capital city, Damascus, of Syria. And now Assad's come out and said today, why would I attack a bunch of civilians knowing that the West has said that that's their red line a year ago to the day, that they would come and bombard us and back up the rebels? Do I want to get arrested and killed? Do I want to be thrown out of power? Do I want to see every church in Syria burned to the ground because the Al-Qaeda groups Obama is supporting have said that? And I talked to a lot of special forces people on and off air, including today. And they said, yeah, none of this makes any sense. And the West is on record funding the rebels with even heavy weapons like tanks, heat-seeking missiles, you name it. So this is really incredible. BBC News admits they put out a fake photo from a real massacre Saddam had been involved in from 2003. But they lied and said these were the thousands dead from Assad when it looks like max it was 100.
The Obama administration claims to be fighting ISIS, while plenty of evidence shows the Obama administration has long supported ISIS. Now the hornet's nest is stirring in Obama's inner circle. The Guardian reports Barack Obama's intelligence chief, James Clapper, is said to be in frequent and unusual contact with a military intelligence officer at the center of a growing scandal over rosy portrayals of the war against the Islamic State. James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, is said to talk nearly every day with the head of U.S. Central Command's intelligence wing, Army Brigadier General Stephen Grove, which is highly unusual, according to a former intelligence official. Grove is said to be implicated in a Pentagon inquiry into manipulated war intelligence. The Daily Beast recently reported more than 50 intelligence analysts working out of the U.S. military Central Command have formally complained that their reports on ISIS and Al-Qaeda's branch in Syria were being inappropriately altered by senior officials.
One of the key aspects of the policymaking process in the United States is that analysts get to say what they think without any interference, without anybody changing it. So this is a very, very serious charge. I think it needs to be fully investigated. And if there is truth that somebody has been meddling with their analysis, I think I think somebody needs to lose their job over.
It appears the giant lie 9/11 victim FBI Al-Qaeda expert John O'Neill tried to expose is finally caving in on itself. Now, hundreds of Iranian soldiers have been sent to Syria in an effort to help Russia defend the Al-Assad government, according to the Israeli media, rendering the Obama administration's sole purpose for truly being in Syria pointless. Ynet News, the English-language Israeli news website, reports that Soleimani, commander of Iran's elite Quds force, is cooperating with Russia. An Israeli military source told Ynet, Iran's stepped-up military involvement in Syria is due to Assad's crisis and under Russian-Iranian cooperation as a result of a meeting between Soleimani with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This claim has not yet been independently verified. It's hard to forecast whether Russia's presence will decide the fate of Syria, but it will lengthen the fighting and bloodletting for at least another year because ISIS won't give up, the source said. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
I was there at the beginning, inside the Clinton machine. I saw it all happen, from the corrupt to the absolutely corrupt. And that's when I thought about my father, who was dying of lung cancer, and what he would do if he knew the man I'd become. And then I thought about my daughter. What if the cocaine they were bringing in was to end up getting used by her? I hit my knees that day and asked God to forgive me. I wasn't a good person. I worked in special operations, Central America, South America. I did a lot of bad things. But I hit the bottom that day and said I was going to make up for it. And now, I just want to see these criminals brought to justice and get their just due. Not made president, but put where they belong, in jail. One thing about Hillary, Bill was just a good timing guy. But Hillary, she's an animal. Hillary is the one that I promise you, she pulls the strings. She pulled them in Arkansas. She pulled them in the White House when she was there as the First Lady. And my God, if she gets to be president, what you see out here now is going to change. We thought it changed with Obama. That's nothing compared to what's going to happen with Hillary. And I tell you right now, I will stop Hillary.
We've gone further than anybody we know of, and that's all we're going to say. And people can ask us 100 different ways and from 100 different directions. And we're just going to leave the ultimate decision up to the American people. I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this as we have so many of these other false accusations.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now I'm at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, where tonight Donald Trump will be giving a speech. Now he's been going state to state, gaining popularity. There's a lot of people who have Trump fever. But I'm a little, I got a little speculation here and there as to whether or not I fully trust this guy. I'm more Rand Paul at this point in time. But, you know, I'll give this guy a shot. We'll see what happens. But there's a lot of controversial things that he has talking about building this giant wall that's going to cover the southern border of the U.S. That's going to be a waste of money. I've been on the border. I've seen how easy it is to crawl under it and or climb over it, or like the cartels do in Arizona. They just cut it down with an acetylene gas torch and then weld it back up later. And he's also made some other comments as well, saying that a lot of people coming over from Mexico are the bad people that we're getting, that there's a lot of criminals that are coming over, which is true. There's a good bit, but I wouldn't say a lot, like he said. But there's a few people outside protesting. We also have about 1,000 people who are lined up around the center right now, waiting in line to show up. Now, as you can see, if you look around, this is going to be a giant auditorium. It looks like there's going to be a lot of people here tonight, a lot of people waiting to see what Donald Trump's going to say. Now, we've got VIP access, if you'd like to say. InfoWars does right over here. We've got the media center set up right across from the stage where Donald Trump will be speaking right there. Maybe we can get a word in. We'll see what happens. The guy at the front knew that I was the drug smuggling guy that was that caught that footage on the border in Laredo, Texas, and said, "Oh yeah, you're the guy that was on drugs." So maybe they'll be like, "Hey Trump, give these guys a shot." So we'll see. Maybe we can ask him about the border and some other things. So stay tuned for more reports. I'm going to try to have some of this up live on Periscope, different other things throughout the night, so you guys can see it. We're going to get some HD footage, and we're going to talk to some people outside after the event as well, and see what they think, what they're looking for in a presidential candidate, who they like, who they don't like. So stay tuned for more reports at InfoWars.com. I'm Joe Biggs.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. So join us this September 16th and 17th. We're charging up, getting ready, and going in.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Vote for Jeb, or you're just f***ing stupid.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
How was your college experience? That's a question I get asked every now and again. And when I meet young high school age people, they're trying to make that decision whether or not they're going to go to college or what they're going to do. I'll tell anybody who wants to know, hell, I'll tell you right now, I left school with about $6,000 worth of debt. So if you meet somebody who wants you to go to some big state school or go to some private school, ask them point blank, how much student loan debt do you have? And they go, oh, that's personal, that's private. Remember, it's going to affect you in your personal and your private life as well. And for more on this, we have Leanne McAdoo. Leanne?
It absolutely will. And parents have been fighting for this information for years. They want to know if I'm going to send my kid to university, what's going to be the return on my investment? And so the U.S. government, they sort of helped out with this, but it was somewhat of a data dump. They released a huge amount of information. It's called the College Scorecard. You can look that up on the government website. But basically what they did is they collated all this data so that they can show how much student loan debt was taken out per student and in exchange for the earnings they could expect after graduation. And so basically they were able to do this by taking out the tax information of people who took out Pell Grants and federal loans. So 10 years later, how much are they earning after school? And it was pretty shocking because at hundreds of colleges, less than half of students met the $25,000 per year threshold. So that's what a high school graduate is making, $25,000 a year.
Wow.
About over 48% of them were earning less than that. Some earning just $10,000 per year. So these are people that have accumulated massive student loan debt. And so you can see why colleges, universities, have really been against getting this data out there. They've made
it really difficult. Of course, because, you know, I got into that mentality, like, you have to go to school, you have to do this stuff. And then I would go back and meet people who I went to high school with, and, you know, they didn't go to college, or they, you know, they went to trade school, whatever. And they're like, yeah, you know, I work at, you know, some restaurant, but I have no debt. Meanwhile, right. You got somebody who went to the big school, you know, they have their degree and they're working at the Gap.
No, that's absolutely right. If you have someone that's going to go to a vocational school, they're going to maybe go there for a year, 2 years. They're going to get right out. They've got no debt. They're immediately making income. Whereas their peers are still in school, going to get out with like $30,000 worth of debt, and they're already set back, and there's no guarantee of how much you're going to be earning. And in a lot of cases,
and I'll tell anybody out there, the field, any field you go to is highly competitive.
Highly.
I mean, it's to a point now where you need basically a bachelor's degree to get a job as a receptionist somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, they were saying bachelor's degrees required for getting a job at McDonald's and things like that. So there are just too many students enrolling in school. And why is that? It's because they're making the money so easy to get. And that's the big problem, is that these universities, all they care about is all of that free money. All of that free money coming in, because their big thing that they need to worry about is the front-end enrollment. As long as they can get people enrolling into the school, they can get all of that federal money. They don't care if you graduate. They don't care how much money you're going to earn afterward. They don't care if you drop out. That's not their concern. And that's the big issue, is that these universities aren't being penalized for dropout rate or people who don't get a well-paying job that are able to pay back their student loan debt. And so obviously this is causing a crisis. The next big crisis that's about to hit this country is from the massive student loan debt, because there are so many people out there that have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of debt. You know, their doctors don't pay their tuition off until, you know, 20 years after.
Yeah, I knew a guy who was studying to be a doctor, and he told me basically his view on it is I think he had like $300,000 worth of debt. He had no intention of paying back this debt. He said, I'm going to make minimal payments every month. I'm going to live in a big house, ride my jet ski, and just have this debt until I die.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who do that. And it seems to be, you know, they allow it to happen. If you want to pay $5 a month for the rest of your life, well, hey, you're still up to date on your student loan debt. And this is what some people have to do. It's nearly impossible to get rid of student loan debt. It always stays on your credit. But check this out. I mean, this is a Think Progress article, and this is to show you just what a joke it is, how the government could make public college free for all students. So tuition at public colleges came to $62.6 billion in 2012. Well, the government already spends more than that to subsidize the cost of college. So they spent $69 billion in grants, tax breaks, and work study funds. So they spent more than what they could have paid for college tuition for all people who were enrolled in 2012. But that's not it. They also spent another $107.4 billion on student loans. So they could have sent double the amount of people to school and then some. Instead, they were pushing out all of these, spent more on loans to get all of these people in who aren't even going to get jobs afterward. So we could have free college tuition for every student that wants to enroll. And it would also make private colleges have to be more competitive. Instead, what do we have? 600% increase in college tuition since the 1970s. 600% increase, and we certainly haven't seen that return on investment with the wages.
Yeah, because I've talked to older people, you know, went to school in the 60s, 70s, and I'd ask them, you know, how much student loan debt did you have? They had very little, you know, maybe $10,000. And they could afford going to college and have an apartment and have a car, you know, by working at McDonald's or someplace. It's not like that anymore.
Absolutely not.
And we were driving down Lamar today. We went out to lunch, and we saw this big banner across the street that said, all children go to college, no excuses or no exceptions, something along those lines. And, you know, on its face, it sounds good, but as I keep trying to tell people, and I'll tell you guys right now who are listening, just because you go to these big schools or you go to any school and you get some big fancy degree doesn't guarantee that you're going to get the job that you want, or especially not the one that you want right away. Because I left school, I got my associate's degree in television production in 2007. So from 2007 to 2012, when I worked for Alex, I didn't do anything in my field of choice. It took me that long to get a job. You know, so you have to keep all this stuff in mind. And this is, you know, with all the things you have in life, whether it's debt or kids or anything else, you have to factor all this into your decision. And they don't tell you that stuff. They'll tell you the big success story. Mm-hmm. Look at Johnny over here. He got this great job before he even got out of school. And actually, that did happen to me when I was still in school. I got a job while I was in school. But I can tell you, for most people in my class, that did not happen. So everybody has to keep this into consideration.
Well, and not to mention the fact that a lot of the jobs, when a lot of people graduate, are going to be automated. So those jobs aren't even going to be there when people graduate. Are they going to spend all this money, and then in a few years down the line, their job gets taken over by a robot? And then the traits that they tell people that they should be kind of looking into and really pursuing are those that are unique to us as humans, right? The entrepreneurial skills, the writing, scientific discovery, social interactions, caring about people. Mm-hmm. These are things that can't be replaced with robots. And so they're not going to tell you, hey, look at Mark Zuckerberg. He was an entrepreneur, dropped out of school or something like that. They're not going to push that on you because they want to keep funneling all of that money into their university.
Absolutely. And that's not to say that all universities are bad or all professors have ill intent. I'm just saying that the way the system is used, it's a huge bubble, as you pointed out, Leanne, is primed to burst. Mm-hmm. I know several people, I'm sure you do as well, that have several thousand dollars worth of debt.
Me?
They have no careers or really no prospects of careers. They've given up. You know, they went to school for XYZ. They got out in the field. It was too hard. Then they ended up working at Cracker Barrel. You know, so there's a lot of that stuff going on. Nothing is Cracker Barrel. I enjoy their food quite often. But the point I'm making to you is like you can go through all this stuff and still wind up back to where you would have been had you just got out of college and got out of high school and went and got a job.
And so many of these things, a lot of the skills, you can teach yourself by watching a YouTube tutorial.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many things out there that you don't need to be paying someone to sit through four more years of history and things that you learned all through
and
the
even in college, you know, I was taking, you know, art appreciation. And it's like there's nothing wrong with it. I learned about Rodin and his sculptures and stuff like that. But it's not something I really needed for my career. But I needed that credit. And that's my biggest issue with colleges. If you could go for, you know, 40, 50, 60 hard hours of your degree, you know, you get your math, you get your English and stuff, and then you go out into the world, that would be fine.
Right.
But they want you to double that, taking all these courses that you
that
don't
you
need.
Just finished taking for 12 years. And that's exactly what happened to me. By the time I got to my junior or senior year, I was so bored. I was so over the university because it was just like it takes all that passion and desire out of you because they just like, now let's relearn everything you've been taught since kindergarten.
Right. Now, with the Money Bomb coming up this Wednesday, the 16th, all you guys tune into that. Tell us about the social media information.
Well, for 27 hours, we're going to be here live. So please tweet us your questions using hashtag MoneyBomb2015. You can tweet me at Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jax, or also at InfoWars using that hashtag MoneyBomb2015.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. So join us this September 16th and 17th. We're charging up, getting ready, and going in.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.